Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read to you a story. It is Earth Week, which means this week it will be Earth Day. And it's just a few moments from now, it feels like. And so we're going to do some stories about our world and some animals that live in our world and stuff that gets you thinking. And today we will start with one tiny turtle. This story was written by Nicola Davies and illustrated by Jane Chapman. And it's read today by Mommy and
Philip.
So, my friends, before we dive into the story, see what I did there? Turtles. The author has made a note.
What did you say again?
I said we were going to dive into the story. No. Like a turtle? Yeah. The author has given us a note, which is worth sharing. It says, about turtles. Sea turtles are related to tortoises and terrapins. They are all reptiles. Sea turtles are great wanderers, traveling thousands of miles each year, often far from land, and this makes them difficult to study. So, scientists are only just beginning to find out about their mysterious lives. There are 7 species of sea turtles, and this book is about the loggerhead turtle. Loggerheads live in seas all over the world. Shall we journey? Mm-hmm. Into the ocean? All right, here we go. Far, far out to sea, land is only a memory. An empty sky touches the water. Just beneath the surface is a tangle of weed and driftwood where tiny creatures cling. This is the nursery of a sea turtle. Passing in a boat, you might not notice the turtle, but not much bigger than a bottle top, she hides in the green shadows. She's a baby, so her shell is soft as old leather. Just a little fish bite could rip it open. Ooh, but the turtle is safe in her world of weeds and snaps her beak on the tiny crabs and shrimps. Turtles have a shell that covers their back and the shell that covers their stomach. And the shells are made out of bony plates that get bigger and harder as the turtle grows. The turtle swims around, flapping her long front flippers like wings. She's flying underwater. She pokes her pinprick nostrils through the silver surface to take a quick breath. So fast, blink, and you'd miss it. And then she's gone, diving down into her secret life again. Fish breathe underwater, but turtles are reptiles and need to come up to the surface for air. Mm-hmm. They do this every 4 to 5 minutes when they're active. And when they're asleep, they can stay underwater for hours. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. For 3 or 4 years, maybe more, the turtle rides out the storms and floats through the hot calms. Steadily, she outgrows her nursery. Nobody sees her leave, but when you look for her, she has vanished all the same. A year or two later, she turns up close to land, bigger than a dinner plate now. She's not a fish snack anymore. Her shell is hard as armor. Her head is as tough as a helmet. She's grown into her name, Loggerhead. She has come to eat crabs. Millions swim up from deep water to breed in the shadows. Their shells crack as easily as hen's eggs in her heavy jaws. But in a week, the feast is over and Loggerhead disappears again. Loggerhead wanders far and wide in search of food. In summer, to cool seaweed jungles, where she finds juicy clams and shoals of shrimps. Hopefully she does not have a shrimp allergy. Right?
So she starts out as an herbivore and goes into a carnivore?
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Although it does say that when she was nestled in that seaweed, she was eating shrimp and clams and
snacking
crabs then,
and
too.
Also
yeah.
So
yeah.
She goes omnivore.
Yeah, she's definitely a carnivore. And in winter, to turquoise lagoons, warm as a bath where she can munch among corals. Loggerheads may travel thousands of miles, but she leaves no trace or track for you to follow. Only good luck will catch you a glimpse of her. For 30 years, you might not find her, and then one summer night, she arrives on the beach where she was born. She's found her way here, sensing north and south like a compass needle, feeling the current and the warmth of the waves. She remembers the taste of the water here and the sound of the surf. Now, male turtles wait just off the nesting beaches, and they mate with the females, and the females come ashore to lay their eggs. Loggerhead has grown in her wandering years. She's as big as a barrel now, floating in the sea. She feels weightless. But on land, she's heavier than a man. So every flipper step is a struggle. And her eyes stream with salty tears, which help keep them free of sand. Coming ashore is very risky for sea turtles. They can easily overheat and die. So they only nest at night or in cool weather. And when they get back to the sea, and then they get back to the sea as soon as possible. Loggerhead makes her nest where the sea won't reach. Scooping carefully with her hind flippers, she makes a steep, deep hole. And inside she lays her eggs like 100 squishy ping pong balls. And afterwards she covers them with sand to hide them from hungry mouths. And then Loggerhead is gone, back to her secret life. Left behind under the sand, her egg stays deep and safe. And baby turtles grow inside.
You could get one of... What if you found one of Loggerhead's eggs and you put it in a terrarium?
Like you incubated it? I think some scientists do for research purposes. But here's the thing.
Like you put the egg in Loggerhead's...
Yeah.
Like in a giant terrarium. Probably the size of a window.
Big. Well, here's
and the... And like probably the width of the size of a window.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what most scientists who study marine life would say to you is please don't disturb them, though, because there's a very natural sequence that happens, and if you remove them, you might be putting the other ones at risk, you know? I think
so
it's...
So when scientists dig up some, they dig up all.
Yeah, that's the problem, you see. See, I
what
think...
if you dig up one and then you cover the rest...
I don't know. I don't think you should disturb them at all, though, because you might risk damaging any of them, and that would be really sad, wouldn't it? Females stay close to their nesting beach for several months, and in that time, they usually make at least 4 nests, sometimes as many as 10. And before the summer is over, the babies wriggle from their shells. Turtle eggs in warm sand can be ready to hatch in 6 weeks. And if the sand is cool, they take 3 weeks longer.
So 3 or 9?
Mm-hmm. Above them on the beach, 100 eyes watch on the lookout for a meal. Usually the hatchlings wait until night, and then they burst through the sand and skitter towards the sea. The horizon, where the sea meets the sky, tells baby turtles which way to turn to get to the water, but street lights or lights from buildings next to the beach can confuse them and make them go the wrong way. In the dark, claws and beaks and grabbing paws miss only one young turtle. And one day she'll remember this beach and come back, but now she dives under the waves and swims and out into the arms of the ocean, far, far out to sea. Land becomes a memory, waiting to wake in the head of the little turtle. So, we probably don't want to mess with those turtles at all if we can help it, but it is interesting to get to see the phenomenon of them leaving the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do our part to protect them, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, my dear friends, is Say it? Yeah, the end. Anything else?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
There you go.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.